Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us, O God, to come into your house once more again, to humble ourselves before your mighty holy hand, O Jehovah God. We come before you today, O God, in the spirit of meekness, Almighty God, as we lay our burdens, we lay our sorrows, we lay our weaknesses before you, Jehovah God, where we have not done according to your will. We repent as we sanctify our hearts with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify our conscience with the blood of Jesus. That Father, minister to us, Almighty God, as we gather in this assembly, as we gather on Mount Zion, as we gather in the city of the Lord, as we gather in the city of innumerable angels. May your angels minister to us, Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open above us this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we come to worship you, let your power flow, let your spirit flow without measure. Let there be authority, let there be life, let there be revelation, let there be ministry of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your word will go forth with power, your word will go forth with life to change, to transform, to heal, to break every curse, every stronghold, be arrested in the mighty name of Jesus, because we believe in you, Lord. We believe in your grace. We believe in your power. We believe in your blood. And this morning we plead the blood of Jesus. Upon the altar we plead the blood. Upon ourselves we plead the blood. Upon the air we breathe, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus on instrument of worship and everything that we are using. We plead the blood of Jesus, that Father, let this place be saturated by the authority of the blood. Let this place be saturated by the authority of the healing blood, the powerful blood of Jesus, that is able to bring us healing and restoration. And Father, this morning we invoke the authority of the blood of Jesus to oversee everything that we are going to do, O God, that the name of the Lord will be praised in this place, that the name of our God will be lifted in this place, that the name of our God will be exalted in this place, O God. We welcome you, our Father, who art in heaven. Allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, O Father, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Worship him this day. Bless him. Exalt him. Adore him. Hatirima hanto zoparate separatim anantaniam. We worship you, our Father. We praise you. We honor you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus. We exalt your name. Upon this gathering, may the name of God be lifted. May the name of Jesus be exalted in our midst, Almighty God. Atirima hanto zoparete seperida. Upayantani hilevente leperedina. Upayante riparata kirginande. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty God, may you come and reign in this place. Come and move in a mighty way. Come and console our hearts. Come and empower us, O God. We are vessel in your midst, Almighty Jehovah. We are vessel. Use us for your glory as we worship you, as we praise you this morning. May you use us for your glory. As we lift up your name, may you use us for your glory. May you touch your children across the nation. May we receive the ministry of encouragement this day. We release the anointing of God. We release the prophetic. We release the apostolic upon this place. That let your power move in a mighty way. We bind every strong man. We bind every spirit that is not of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of sicknesses, every spirit of death and infirmity. We take authority over works of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we release the mercies of God this day. We release the help of the Father. We release the favor of God. We release healing. We release deliverance. We release salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the prisoners from their prison in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We release souls to encounter the Lord. We release the breath of life from the throne of God. We release new songs from the throne of God. We release the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, we want to encounter you. We want that second touch again and again. May you revive our hearts, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. We worship you as we surrender this service in your able hand. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Today is Sunday anointing service and impartation. Praise the Lord. We intentionally have these services because there are things that we need from God. Hallelujah. And God has appointed a time. God has appointed a vessel, hallelujah, to take you to your next level. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why when we come into the house of God, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready to encounter Jesus. Hallelujah. To meet face to face with our God, because our God is a God of divine visitation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes what you may be needing of is just a one encounter with God to turn your life around for eternity in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In other words, there are people that God will prearrange in your life. Hallelujah. That when you encounter them, your destiny has to shift to the next level. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you know, sometimes the prayers we pray in the secret place. Hallelujah. Every time we pray for God to manifest his goodness, to manifest his hand, to manifest his power, God will prepare a vessel. Glory be to God. God will prepare a vessel that when we encounter that vessel, our lives will never be the same. When we encounter that vessel, the heavens will be open. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why we have to pray that God may extend the feet of those that he has predestined, glory be to God, to encounter you. And when you encounter you, hallelujah, that thing that you have been praying for 10 years, that thing that you have been praying for 15 years, for 20 years, will come to pass, hallelujah, within 1 minute of encounter, within 2 minutes of encounter, within seconds of encounter, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Nazareth. Hallelujah. You know, Saul in the Bible, hallelujah, Saul as a young man, hallelujah, he encountered a problem where his father's cattle were lost, and they went on the adventure of seeking to find the cattle of his father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they were going together with the servant looking for the cattle of his father. Glory be to God. And on that process, hallelujah, when they didn't know what to do, glory be to God, you might be the one going through a lot of challenges and you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. You might have come to this service seeking for direction. You don't know what to do. You are on a crossroad. You don't know the decision that you need to make. Hallelujah. There is something that is you are supposed to have that you have lost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But this is the place of encounter. This is the place where people who are confused find direction. Hallelujah. And they debated among themselves that what should they do? Hallelujah. And the servant asked him, why can we not go to the man of God? We know there is a seer in the land. We know there's a prophet of God in the land. He may be aware of where your father's cattle is. And they settled on the decision and they began to journey to the man of God. Hallelujah. But they didn't understand that everything was orchestrated with God. Everything was planned with God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, even those things that the enemy thought will be for your loss, it shall be for your gain. In the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy might have thought he got you. The enemy might have thought that you lost that thing, and that thing was very dear to you. But God is going to use that very thing that the devil thought he stole from you. That very thing that the devil thought he took away from you. God is going to turn it around, hallelujah, to be a point of encounter that will change your destiny forever and ever and for eternity. In the mighty name of Jesus, you might have been an ordinary man like Saul, who didn't understand his future, hallelujah, whose future was very, very dim, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because Saul comes from the family of the Benjamites, hallelujah. They were not the lineage of kingship, hallelujah, because the lineage of kingship was coming from the tribe of Judah, hallelujah. But God can prearrange your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus, that even the things that you least expect to have, God will give them to you. The things, the offices that you least expect to have, God will ordain you to those offices. God will ordain you to those positions. Hallelujah. Because there is something that he has prepared you to accomplish in the mighty name of Jesus. They went to Samuel thinking they were going to look for cattle, not knowing that their destiny was looking for him. Hallelujah. The destiny of Saul was looking for him. This is why it is important for our footsteps to be ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Our footsteps to be ordered by the Lord. Sometimes where you go to, you may think you are just going to attend a service. You may think you are just going to attend a Bible study. You may just think that you are just coming to pass time in this church. Hallelujah. But you don't understand them. That your footsteps might have been ordered by the Lord, because God wanted you to be at that place at that particular time to encounter destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. And when Saul reached there, he didn't know what was awaiting him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The crownship of the whole nation was awaiting the man there. Glory be to God. And the things that he was worrying about, the things that removed him from his father's house, the thing that made him to walk on the street aimlessly, looking for the lost cattle, looking for the lost animals, livestock, hallelujah, were already solved. Were already solved in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes God uses problems to encounter us, to so that we meet with our divine helpers in the name of Jesus. Sometimes that sickness you have might have led you to the man of God or the woman of God, but God has appointed that your healing will come through them. Hallelujah. Your deliverance will come through them, because your destiny and their destiny are intertwined. Hallelujah. There's something they have and you do not have, that when you encounter them, you will receive a repositioning. Not only will God heal you, he will take you to your rightful place. He will put you you to your throne. It will put you to your place of authority. You might have thought that I'm just seeking God for healing. I'm just seeking God for a job opportunity. I am just seeking God for restoration. I am just seeking God for this and this because I am in pain, because I'm suffering. This is the reason you came, for the man of God to pray for you, for the woman of God to pray for you. But little did you know, there is a throne that God has prepared. There is an office that God has prepared for you. He wants to take you to your next level. That all you are going through was to prepare you for such a day. All you went through, the suffering you went through, the sicknesses you went through, the pain you went through, the shortcomings you went through, hallelujah, was to prepare you for that divine encounter in the mighty name of Jesus. That all these things was to prepare you for what the Lord had for your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Hallelujah. There was a wealthy, influential man named Kish from the tribe of Benjamin. He was the son of Abiel, son of Zero, son of Bekorat, son of Aphia of the tribe of Benjamin. His son Saul was the most handsome man in Israel, head and shoulders taller than anyone else in the land. Hallelujah. On one day, Kish's donkey strayed away, and he told Saul, take a servant with you and go look for the donkeys. So Saul took one of the servants and traveled through the hill country of Ephraim, the land of Shalisham, the Shalim area, and the entire land of Benjamin. But they could not find the donkeys anywhere. They were looking for solution. They traveled across the land. You might be the one looking for solution. You might have traveled from church to church, from place to place, from ministry to ministry, from church to church. Hallelujah. Yet you have not found that place where you can receive help from God. You are yet to find that place where you will encounter God. You are yet to find that place where you will say, indeed, the Lord has brought me to a place of rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, God has brought me to a place where my spirit can rest. Hallelujah. Do you know, even with the days we live in, just finding a church where you can be assimilated in, where you feel you are blessed, where you feel you are connected, is not easy. Praise the Lord. It takes the grace and the leadership of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Today, many people are just in the church because it is a social gathering. It is a community. But they don't feel that that is the place they need to be. They are not planted into that place. They don't feel connected. They don't feel they are being blessed in that place. They are just going there because it's a community. They are just going there for a name. They are just going there because there are numbers there. Praise the Lord. There's good music there, but they don't feel that what their soul is yearning for, what they are looking for from God, is in that place. So they traveled and traveled. Verse 5 says, finally they entered the region of Zaph. And Saul said to his servant, let us go home. By now my father will be more worried about us than the donkeys. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. They reached to a place where they were giving up. Hallelujah. They were giving up. The man was giving up. He said that the father will now be more worried. Hallelujah. You might be the one at the place you are about to give up on your healing. You are about to give up on your deliverance. Hallelujah. You have gone from hospital to hospital. You have gone from doctor to doctor. You have gone from church to church. You have gone from one location to another. Until now you are worried. You want to return back. Hallelujah. But I want to tell somebody, there is no returning back. Hallelujah. When you start a journey of perceiving an encounter, when you start a journey of perceiving God, you keep going in the mighty name of Jesus, because you never know the day you will encounter him. You keep coming to church. You keep attending fellowship. You keep attending Bible study. You keep attending home fellowship. Hallelujah. Because the day of your visitation has come in the mighty name of Jesus. And you never know the day the grace may be there to answer your prayer. The day the grace may be there to deliver you. The day the grace may be there. Hallelujah. But you need to be consistent with your pursuit to be in the presence of God. You need to be consistent with your pursuit to be where God is. Do you know there is power in consistency? Consistency rekindles a fire. Praise the Lord. Consistency rekindles a fire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've experienced this. For example, if you dedicate a place in your house under a tree anywhere, where you consistently go into that place to pray, or go into that place to seek the face of God, that place becomes an altar. That place becomes a place where angels come to hover around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because consistency provokes the help of God. Glory be to God. Just keep coming. Keep hearing the word of God. There is something that is being built in you. Hallelujah. Your healing may not come overnight. Hallelujah. But God is building something in you. Just keep coming to the fellowship. Keep seeking the face of God. Keep hearing the word of God. Keep attending the church services. Don't give up. Don't go back. Hallelujah. You have started the journey. You are not going back without your donkey. You are not going back without your deliverance. You are not going back without your healing. You are not going back without your breakthrough. Keep steering forward. Keep going forward in the mighty name of Jesus, and the help will surely come in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because there is a day of visitation for the children of God, and do not miss the day of your visitation. When God has visited, when the heaven is open, will you be there to receive the visitation of the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the servant said, I have just thought of something. There's a man of God who lives here in this town. He is held in high honor by all the people because everything he says comes true. Let's go find him. Perhaps he can tell us which way to go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why we shouldn't be bigger than the people that God brings around us. There are times that the revelation, the direction we need may come from the mouth of the babes. In this time, a servant was giving instruction to a son of a rich guy. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Kish was a very rich person. Hallelujah. A servant is giving direction. Hallelujah. There is a man of God in the city. Hallelujah. There is a man of God in the city. We have heard of the testimony of what God is doing. doing with this man of God. Hallelujah. This man of God may not be your pastor. This man of God may not be the place where you go to church, but they may have the solution of what you are looking from God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why you have to be open-minded, because sometimes the vessel that God will use to bring you to your place of deliverance may not be the vessel you have ever imagined of. Imagine these two people walked in the same area, walked in the same neighborhood, and one landed that there is no solution, and one landed that there is solution to the very place they were circling, the very city they were walking in, they were walking in, they were looking in. There was solution of God in that city, but they didn't open their ears to hear. They didn't open. Hallelujah. You see, do not allow biasness prevent you from fellowship. Do not allow biasness prevent you from seeking for prayer from a man of God, even if they are not your pastor. Praise the Lord. Even if this is not the place where you go to church. Hallelujah. When you are led by the Spirit, when you are led by the Spirit, hearken to the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because you never know. A servant gave soul direction. There is a man of God who lives here in this town. He is held in high honor by all the people. Glory be to God. And finally, they made their mind to go. Hallelujah. And to cut the story short, blessing came, and abundantly. Hallelujah. Not only was their problem solved, God did exceedingly and abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus, because that became the day of God's favor, even in the life of Saul, in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe today is the day of God's favor in the life of somebody who have been waiting upon God, who have been waiting for a touch upon God, who have been waiting for healing upon God, who have been waiting for the oil of grace to drop on them, who have been waiting for impartation from God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to rise up on your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have your oil, I want you to lift up the oil as we dedicate the oil before the Lord, and we are going to anoint ourselves, and we are going to pray in the name of Jesus. The same way the oil came upon Saul, and he came out from being an ordinary man to super ordinary man. When the anointing come upon you, the things that people thought you couldn't do, you will begin to do. The places that people thought you couldn't go, you will begin to go. God will ordain you to an office. God will ordain you to a position. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will encounter victory. Chains will be broken. Limitation will be broken. Dark spirit that are pursuing you, they will be chased away. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will empower you to do his will. In the mighty name of Jesus, for his help will come upon you. The mercies of God will come upon you. The favor of God. You have suffered enough. You have gone through pain and suffering. But today is the hour of your deliverance. Today is the hour of God's help. Father, we thank you, we worship you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Father Lord, I lift up your children that are joining by faith. I lift up their oil before you, Jehovah God. Almighty Father, let it be anointed. Let it be saturated by your divine presence. Let the power of the cross go through the oil. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be blessed. Let it be anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the manifestation of the workings of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that as the oil come upon them. They are moving to their next level. The things they have been trusting you to receive, they shall receive. The things they have cried for you in the secret place, Makosheparada, may the power of God from on high come upon their vessel in the mighty name of Jesus. Let their eyes be open, their heart of understanding be open. Let them receive gifts of the Holy Spirit. May they be empowered with grace on top of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Let healness come to stop in the mighty name of Jesus. Infirmities rebuked back to hell, dark spirit rebuked back to hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Curses be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them receive help from their Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Take a bit of the oil and anoint yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! I want you just to whisper the name of Jesus, whisper his name wherever you are. Whisper the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's help in the name of Jesus. Haniel, la la la, barata. Ozie, la liema. Adie la vina tele meneto ziele badata adie nya monte zebene manatalie lava o maniel hakatele kendele baba baba bam. Father, let there be help, let there be help. Visit your children, touch them, heal them, set them free. Aduna hantele perene manatoria, let chains be broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever they have been seeking you for, whatever that have made them to hunger, to travel from one place to another, may they encounter Ebenezer today. May they encounter Jehovah Jireh today. May they encounter Jehovah Rapha today. May they encounter Jehovah Makidesh. May they encounter the Lord of hosts in the mighty name of Jesus. May they encounter a healer. May they encounter a God of open doors. Akadia tata parata tata repete parantua rak. That thing that have been seeking you for, Amahande Makoto Seberida Akuaka Laganande, may they find it in this place. May they encounter the Lord of Abraham. Amahande Liberiba Jandeli Paradamanteri Ribahande Rico Paranteri Barataya Ikipiriti Sipirida. For in Mount Zion there shall be grace, in Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and God's people shall possess their possession. Today we possess our possession, we possess our victory, we possess our healing, we possess our breakthrough, we possess in the mighty name of Jesus everything that the enemy have stolen away from us. We receive them back in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive help from our Father. Thank you, Jesus. We receive help from our God. Even the things that we thought we lost, we receive back. As we leave this place, God, we will hear that the things we have been calling upon the Lord, it is done, it is done, it is done, it is done. We will meet people along the way that will give us bread. We will meet people along the way that will bless us. We will meet people along the way that will favor us. We will meet people along the way that will position us with authority, with leadership in the mighty name of Jesus. We will meet people as we come out of this service. We live with the divine favor of the living God. We live with the mighty hand, the outstretched hand, the hand of deliverance, the hand of favor, the hand of hope. berete saranda opia taparatwa jeke perede ya tosaranta separata sekerino ukoma hanta maganate reke bia tataria raga daganata reke peredosa hakata kadagadase zento zo parata reke paranta hakata katagalagada rami antata paradia. The things that we have prayed for in the secret place, we receive their answer in the name of Jesus. That your grace may go with us, that your face may shine upon us, O God. Let your mercy and your presence go before us as your children. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. God bless you all for tuning in to the service today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even those that God has put into their hearts to start with the ministry, may the Lord bless your heart. May the Lord bless your giving and your tithes and your offering. Hallelujah. If God put in your heart to stand with us, hallelujah, we are grateful. Hallelujah. Whatever little things you do, even praying for this ministry, sharing the videos, may the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful week in the name of Jesus, and we shall meet again soon. Shalom, shalom, shalom.